desperate need.
This is Jim Sklavunis of The Vanity Set, and you're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, Accra.
Okay, so what you just heard there was some Johnny Wisnant, which I'll play a couple of his songs. He's a famous banjo player. He, similar to Earl Scruggs, who I've talked about a little bit before on this show, he kind of pioneered a three-finger picking style. But before I get into that, I want to say welcome to Music of Recent Centuries. So today I'm doing my broadcast from my backyard in the tiny house we built. And so it's going to be a fun show. I'm kind of not doing classical today. I'm doing some kind of folk music. I'll talk a little bit about why I decided to do that a little bit later in the show. But right now I'm going to play a little more Johnny Wisnant, and then I'll come back and talk a little bit about him. So here's some more Johnny Wisnant.
Sweetheart in the underneath the blue sky, big daisies that bloom in the dell. She loved me, she owned, she'll marry me, she won't. We say as these petals fell, we didn't think then that they would know when our true love would grow so cold. phrases I picked never lie. They told me so true that I would lose you each time I picked one and tried. Each petal that fell had a story to tell of a love that could never be true. She's not by my side, she's another man's bride.
Thank you.
So that was some Johnny Wisnant. We'll hear probably a couple more of his tunes before I switch over to some of the other things I have prepared. So just to talk a little bit about Johnny Wisnant, he's not as well known as some of the other bluegrass banjo players, such as Earl Scruggs, who I mentioned before. He just didn't become as famous, but he still was very influential in kind of pioneering the bluegrass three-finger picking style of the banjo. And so I personally really like his music a lot. And now it's kind of those three tunes I played kind of showed like kind of a little bit of sort of everything that bluegrass can kind of encompass and what the banjo can do. So the first one was kind of just a pretty plain tune. Second one kind of encompassed some singing, which is a kind of popular thing with bluegrass, of course. And then the third one kind of showed the sort of twanging of the banjo, where you kind of tune yourself mid-playing, which I really like. That's one of my favorite things. That third song really was one of my favorites on the whole record. So now we're going to hear one more Johnny Wisnant, and then I'm going to transition to something a little bit slightly different. Not that different, but slightly different. So here is one more Johnny Wisnant.
Thank you. And my head is bowed.
You've been seen with my best friend on the other side of town. I don't mind this waiting.
Don't mind this running around. But if you're gonna cheat on me, don't cheat in their hometown. How can I stand up to my friends and look them in the eye, admit to questions that I know will be nothing but lies?
You spend all your pastime
making me a clown. But if you're gonna cheat on me, don't cheat in their hometown. Now there are no secrets in this little country town. Everyone knows everyone for miles and miles around.
Your bright eyes and your sweet smile
are driving me insane. Friends and look them in the eye, admit to questions
So that wraps up Johnny Wisnet for tonight. So first we heard two rags. And so a rag is a form of type of tune that's signified by a sort of syncopated rhythm. So maybe you picked up on that in the tune, maybe not. But that's that. We heard two rags, and then we heard another sort of song. The rags are they're really fun. I love listening to them, and it's just great listening to Johnny Wisnet. Now I'm going to transition over to something else, which I'll talk about a little after the first couple songs. But first, I just want to say that kind of my influence in doing for a folk bluegrass sort of old time show tonight is kind of I have done for the past few years a camp called Maine Fiddle Camp where it's all this type of music, learning by ear. It's really fun. Everyone's playing, you know, fiddles, banjos, basses, cellos, guitars, mandolins, accordions, and it's just it's a lot of fun. There's a lot of jamming, and all these types of songs are kind of learned by ear. So that's kind of the special. That's kind of what's special about this kind of music is it's all passed down from one musician to another just by ear. So so before we go, I'll talk a little bit about. A little more about that as we go on, but for right now, I'm going to just play a little bit of another kind of old-time record, and so I hope you enjoy this first song called Bunker Hill.
I had a cow that slobbered bad down in the Arkansas. I took her to my great-granddad way down in the Arkansas. I asked him what to do for it down in the Arkansas. Grandpa said, teach that cow to spit way down in the Arkansas. Down in the Arkansas, down in the Arkansas, down in the Arkansas. The sweetest girl I ever saw was down in the Arkansas. When I was just a little lad down in the Arkansas, my ma got married to my dad way down in the Arkansas. Grandpa got mad and cussed a while down in the Arkansas, till grandma said it's a lady's style way down in the Arkansas. Down in the Arkansas, down in the Arkansas, down in the Arkansas, the sweetest girl I ever saw was down in the Arkansas. I had a girl, her name was Lil, down in the Arkansas. I hugged that girl all over the hill way down in the Arkansas. Her pa ran up and called me son down in the Arkansas. He tied the knot with his rifle gun way down in the Arkansas. Down in the Arkansas, down in the Arkansas, down in the Arkansas. The sweetest girl I ever saw was down in the Arkansas. Down in the Arkansas, down in the Arkansas, down in the Arkansas. The sweetest girl I ever saw was down in the Arkansas.
friend, you ask the question why I'm so sad and still. Why my brow is always darkened like cloud upon the hill. Rein in your pony closer, I'll tell you a tale. Talk you talk or my partner as last ride on the trail. Long we had rode together, we'd ridden side by side. I loved him as a brother, how wept when you all died. Long we had rode together, we'd roped and burned the brands. Through dark and stormy weather, to guard the night herd stand. We was rounding up one morning, our work was almost done. To the right, the cattle started in a mad and run. Our boss's little daughter was holding on that side. Pushed in to turn the cattle, it was there where Utah died. When Lenore rushed in her pony to turn them all held on time. When the cattle saw the blanket, each cowboy held his breath. Or should the pony fail her, could the girl be safe from death? In leaning, lost her balance, fell in front of that wild tide. Lie still, Lenore, I'm coming, was the word that you taught right. But the weight upon his cinches had never been tried before. The front cinch bust asunder, and he fell beside Lenore. When he saw he turned the cat off from and o'er his little friend, he knew that death was on him and he stopped to meet the end. He bravely fought with courage, he never shrieked nor feared. The cattle rushed up on him, he dropped the leading steer. Then I rode into the circle, I knew his life was o'er. I heard him softly murmur, goodbye, my lovely Nor. I went to church last Sunday, I heard the preacher say, I don't think young Utah be lost on the judgment day.
Okay, so that was a pretty special record. It's a pretty special record we have. It was collected by National Geographic in the Ozarks, the Ozark Mountains, where this kind of music is a big part of just being there. And so we heard a few songs from that. First, we heard Bunker Hill, which is just kind of a traditional tune. Then we heard Down in the Arkansas, which I just think is a funny song, and I like to, it's just funny, I like to listen to it. We heard Utah Carl, which is, I feel like it's kind of a, maybe a typical song from the Ozarks. Sounds like it's been passed down, for a long time. And then we heard Wildwood Flower, which is another, kind of classic, tune. So we're going to hear a couple more songs from this record, and then we're going to go into a couple other things, and we might finish up with some Johnny Cash. So so the next thing we're going to hear is a couple more singing songs, and then we're going to go into some more guitar medley of tunes from the Ozarks, and then I'll see you back.
Morning stars are rising. Bright morning stars are rising. Bright morning stars are rising. And day is breaking in my soul. All right. Where are
Okay, so that was some music from Appalachia. That last tune is sort of pretty important because it's recorded at probably a contra dance or some sort of dance because you can hear people dancing and clapping in the background. And that's what a lot of these tunes are meant for, is dancing. They're dance tunes. And so that one really stands out to me as an important song to play from that record. So moving on, we're actually sort of slowly coming towards the end of the hour. I'm going to transition over to some sea shanties, which I'll talk about after we hear a couple of them. So we're going to start off, and these are just a bunch of sea shanties. So without further ado, here are some of the shanties.
The pilot, he looks out ahead with a hand in the chains, a heaving of the lead, and the old man roars to wake the dead. Come and get your oats, me son.
Hop jamboree, hop jamboree, you long-tailed black man, come out behind. Hop jamboree, hop jamboree, join and get your oats, me son.
Now we're past the lizard lights and the start, me boys will heave in sight. Soon be abreast of the Isle of Wight. Come and get your oats, me son.
Hop jamboree, hop jamboree, long-tailed black man, come up behind. Hop jamboree, hop jamboree, journey, get your oats, me son.
Oh, when we get to the black wool ducks, them pretty young gals come down in flocks with a short leg trousers and long-tailed frocks. Come and get your oats, me son.
Hop jamboree, hop jamboree, your long-tailed black man, come up behind. Hop jamboree, hop jamboree, join and get your oats, me son.
Riser up from down below.
Whiskey, whiskey, whiskey.
Sail away walking one fine summer day. The squire and the lady were making their way. And Jackie heard the squire say, tonight with you, love, I mean to lay with me. Do me, I'm a dingy, I'm a do me, I'm a day. You must tie a string all around your finger. With the other end of the string hanging out the window. And I'll step by and I'll pull the string, and you must come down, love, and let me in with me. Do me, I'm a dingy, I'm a do me, I'm a day. Says Jack to himself, I've a mind to try, to see if a poor sailor, he can't win that prize. So he slipped by and he pulled the string, and the lady come down and she let old Jack in with that. Do me, I'm a dingy, I'm a do me, I'm a day. When the squire come by, he was humming this song, thinking to himself how it wouldn't be long. But when he got there, no string he found, and behold, his hopes all dashed at the ground with that. Do me, I'm a dingy, I'm a do me, I'm a day. Early next morning, it was just getting light. The lady jumped up in bed in a terrible fright. But there lay Jack in his stripy shirt, his hands all covered with tar and dirt, and that do me, I'm a dingy, I'm a do me, I'm a day.
what do you want, you dirty sailor? Breaking in a lady's bedroom to steal her treasure. Oh no, says old Jack, I just pulled the string and you did come down, ma'am, and let me in with me. Do me, I'm a dingy, I'm a do me, I'm a dame. Says Jack to the lady, oh, forgive me, I pray. I'll steal away very quiet at the dawn of the day. Oh no, says the lady, don't stray too far, for I never would part from me jolly Jack Tar, and that do me, I'm a dingy, I'm a do me, I'm a day.
Walking down London Road, I come to Paddy West's house. He gave me a feed of American hash, and he called it Liverpool Scouse. He said, there's a ship that's wanting hands, and on her you'll quickly sign. Her mate is a bastard, a bosun's worse, but she will suit you fine. Take off your dungaree jackets and give yourselves a rest, and we'll think of them cold nor'westers that we had at Paddy West. Well, when I'd had a feed, me boys, the wind began to blow. He sent me up in the attic, the main royal for to stow. But when I got up in the attic, no main royal could I find. So I turned around to the window, and I furled the window blind. Take off your dungaree jackets and give yourselves a rest, and we'll think of them cold nor'westers that we had at Paddy West. Now Paddy piped to lands on deck, their stations for to man. His wife stood in the doorway with the bucket in her hand. And Paddy sings out, now let her rip, and she flung the water our way, saying, clue up your fore to gansel, boys, she's taking in the spray. Take off your dungaree jackets and give yourselves a rest, and we'll think of them cold nor'westers that we had at Paddy West. Now seeing we're off to the southward, boys, to Frisco we was bound. Old Paddy called for a length of rope, and he laid it on the ground. And we all stepped over and back again, and he says to me, that's fine. Now when they ask if you've been to sea, you can say you've crossed the line. Take off your dungaree jackets and give yourselves a rest, and we'll think of them cold nor'westers that we had at Paddy West. Now there's only one thing for you to do before you sail away. That's to step around the table where the bullocks on delay. And when they ask, was you ever at sea, you can sigh 10 times round the horn. And be Jesus, you were a sailor since the day that you was born. Put on your dungaree jacket and walk up looking your best. And tell them you're an old sailor man that's come from Paddy West.
Okay, so that was a little bit of Blow Boys Blow. We'll hear a little bit more in just a couple of seconds. I just want to say, first of all, thank you so much for listening. We're really nearing the end, unfortunately. This was a very fun show to do. Maybe I'll consider doing another one of these kind of show next month. So thank you for listening to Music of Recent Centuries, third Sunday of the month, 7 to 8 p.m. I hope you'll tune in next time. And just to kind of talk a little bit about what we heard briefly, that last song we heard was actually, I think, is a pretty funny song because it's talking about it's a boarding house that's owned by Paddy West, and sailors go into the boarding house and he runs it like a ship. So they pretend that they're on a ship, so they're hoisting the curtains in the upstairs window and hauling stuff around with ropes, and so that's pretty funny. I thought that was interesting. And we heard Whoop Jamboree, which is the first song we heard, which is very upbeat. And that's because it's a song that would have been sung when they were when sailors were approaching the English, were crossing the English Channel into the London River. And that's very exciting if you've been out at sea for many years. So again, thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy these last couple songs, which I don't know if I'll be able to talk about or not, because it's pretty much the end of the show. But I hope you tune in next time. And so without further ado, enjoy these last couple shanties to close out the night.
From Liverpool to Frisco roving I went, for to stay in that country it was my intent. But girls and strong whiskey like other damn fools, I soon was transported back to Liverpool, singing row, row, bullies, row, them Liverpool girls, they have got us in tow. I shipped on the Alaska line out in the bay, waiting for a fair wind to get underway. The sailors all drunk and their backs is all sore, their whiskey's all gone and they can get no more. Singing row, row, bullies, row, them Liverpool girls, they've got us in tow. Along comes the mate with his jacket of blue, looking for work for the sailors to do. It's jip-tops, lanyards, he loudly does roar, saying, lay aloft, Paddy, you son of a whore. Singing row, row, bullies, row, them Liverpool girls, they have got us in tow. One night off Cape Horn we were crossing the line, when I think on it now, sure we had a good time. She was diving bows under, the sailors all wet, she was doing 12 knots with her main skysail set. Singing row, row, bullies, row, them Liverpool girls, they've got us in tow. Here's a help to our captain where'er he may be, is a friend to the sailors on land or on sea. But as for our first mate, that dirty old brute, I hope when he dies straight to hell he'll sky out. Singing row, row, bullies, row, them Liverpool girls, they've got us in tow. And now we're arrived at the Bramleymore dock, where the fair maids and lasses around us will flock. Me whiskey's all gone and me 6 quid advance, and I think it's high time for to get up and dance. Singing row, row, bullies, row, them Liverpool girls, they have got us in tow.
whiskey and gin. To me, way.
Did you ever see a wild goose sailing on the ocean?
Ranzo, Ranzo, way, way!
It's just like them young girls when they take a notion.
Oh, way, way!
I met a young woman walking by the river.
Ranzo, Ranzo, way, way!
And at every step she made her topsails quiver.
Ranzo, Ranzo, way, way!
I slewed up to her, says, how are you, me darling?